with your
special.
what should we call it?
What?
Is it recording?
Oh, not too bad.
Should work.
Oh, you might as well get used to it.
You see my big brother? Lord Harry.
Oh yeah, Maura says she went into your shop to have her watch strap changed.
Mangoli.
No, and they put it on back to front and say she keeps on putting her watch on upside down. She says, and I was feeling dead sick and then I realised it was the stupid cow at the shop with
Oh, tell her to
It's broken as well.
What's going on?
The little bit which she stick the
Tell her to bring it in if she's got a receipt.
Probably hasn't, just gone.
Is it my problem anymore because of it from tomorrow?
Mm.
Well, from Monday I should say.
They bought you a farewell present so they think it's just temporary.
They don't know I'm going.
Don't they?
I'll find out tomorrow.
What's Peter, well when did you find out?
I knew I was going.
To Stafford within a few days. Well, he's been like within a fortnight.
Mhm.
I mean you listen when I found out. It's a long time. Half an hour since
It's missed all you.
No, sorry, I found out tonight, sorry, no. Yeah, Shirley's all over it.
What? I got your knee tipped at me, lad. Mum.
Yes, sir. These crinkle chips? Mum made them.
Dad.
And
Thick, aren't they?
That's me playing with your crinkle, are they?
Mum says, they're thinking of investing in a deep fat fryer.
Oh, yeah.
Quite.
Jonathan's got one borrowed, so he'd like to.
Oh, that's a good idea, Tara. Right, Dad.
Jonathan's got a deep fat fryer. If you borrow that first, see what they're like.
She doesn't want to lend me the phone, she just wants to
You
get
haven't
me
used
on.
it, I'm saying.
Kind of sausages are these?
It's a mark on his chair. Oh dear. This bread looks
Has that opened a nice clothes shop there?
Yes, it looks very nice,
Have you
yes.
got some trousers?
Yeah, just keep washing them for me.
She really needs this, doesn't she? Vivian's coming this weekend.
Is she?
That chap in there is very good as well.
Well, what's happened was I rung, sorry, what did you
I something Matthew was saying about
Oakley. Has
Oakley,
it just opened, Matthew?
It's been open for a few months now.
Well, I rung up Mrs. She said, well, she would do them, but Vivian was coming and Dave, so she'd rather not just come. So I thought, oh, Brenda, I said, so I rung Mrs. She said she would do them, but she felt absolutely terrified at the prospect because she hadn't done anything she was ever so glad that Jerry no longer had trousers with turn on.
Now he's a big boy.
But she would worry about them. I mean, she would do them, but she would worry. So I thought, well, I can't really. I know how she'd do them. It's like in the essence of what we can force them. So my sister's boy got right back to me today because I went to Margaret's funeral. Margaret's mum's funeral. Derek Craig. How's Elizabeth? And I said, she's all right, is it? Was it the ordeal that she thought it was going to be? And she said, worse. And he said, oh dear.
And what do you say then?
He laughed.
So CS was so right cool yesterday, talking to Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
She was saying about the funeral, she said that it was like, it was quite bad in the car because people like, for us, were like laughing and joking and things like that.
Oh, Stephen's told his mum.
Oh dear, what did she say? What did he say?
Well, apparently she said, how's Elizabeth? And he said, well, or something about you and Elizabeth. And he says, oh, it's not. And Nick told her. And he said she was getting dead pathetic and saying, who finished with whom? Why did you finish and all this? And he said he just didn't.
Did he tell her that you finished with him?
Who knows? Didn't ask.
What did she say?
I did tell her, but I can't remember.
Well, it'll be a girl, Wendell, for sure. You always say hello, do you?
Did you ask him if he'd told his mum, or did you just volunteer it?
No, I asked him.
Is he okay?
Pardon?
Are you okay?
Oh yeah, he's on top of the world.
Well, I've got somebody called Kev.
Hmm.
That you had in his food capri at least once a week. There you go, what community major drinking?
Yeah.
So, you don't know what time you start on Monday?
I'm going to go tomorrow.
Who told you today?
Pass me the dog dish.
Not really fine.
These chips are slightly thick, Dad.
Nice.
Well, you could stop the dough with here.
You've got to preserve the succulence of the potato, you see.
It's this thing called the happy medium, Dad.
That's not important.
You've got to find out the train time just in case the weather turns.
Yeah,
we're going to. I'm going to use the car.
Too much. The main part will be alright because we'll be travelling down the A34, which is
good anyway.
In actual fact, that car of his being light and being front wheel drive will probably be able, and being large wheels, I'll probably be better served for getting out of difficult situations than the other cars.
Oh, guess what? Morris got a Citroen.
Hmm.
Yeah.
What have we got?
Burgundy and cream one.
What, 2CV?
Mm-hmm.
What two does it belong to?
I don't know, it belongs to your mum and dad. And mum, probably.
Is it good? Knock him on that little bit of a face, wouldn't he? Well, I'd love to, if I could afford it, I would love to bought a brand new one.
Well, perhaps you won't start if you have to, then you.
It can make me more do, so.
Yeah. Oh.
Dad likes one, doesn't he, Dad?
What? Running around locally and having cheap motors now. Certainly be considered, you know.
They slow down when you've got four people in the full load, but.
Well, escort slows down when there's four people in the full load.
Exactly.
Too thick and I've gone and
I've
sausages.
Starving.
Yeah. It's because we've had to wait for you, Matthew. I was quite hungry but the feeling's gone off.
Yeah,
do you like dwarf toffee?
You made an effort.
I know. It's not joking. So did I. I opened the beans, cut them, wiped and cut the mushrooms up, did the sausages. Set the table, which was unset, so I set it again.
I'm going to make some carbonara tonight. Do you want to try some?
Yeah. What's on it?
Ham. And.
We've got some ham, haven't we? Or would you?
He's got the bacon actually.
And
nice and recipe bacon.
Spaghetti, cream, parmesan cheese.
Cheese, eggs.
You know the one which Mum had?
Oh, the cream
spaghetti one.
Yeah.
Garlic. Oh, Louise absolutely reeks of garlic this morning. Louise.
She said anything to you.
No, she doesn't know yet. Well, she'll know by now because Vanessa's probably told half the college. But she doesn't know.
What
was
it like?
Vanessa Coco?
Yeah.
So what happens when you going to have the lesson, were you?
Well, I was already in, and he came in, and just, I was here, Louise was there, and he came in that way, and he sat down next to Louise, and I said, how are you? I said, I'm okay. You look good, or something. And then, that was it, really.
Chatted to Louise, didn't
you? Yeah. Well, I broke the habit of a lifetime, eh?
Maybe didn't you go out there?
Maybe. I would speak to Malaysia a bit later. We had yeah, and then I saw him at break.
So he could, when he came in, he could have gone round that way and talked to you, or gone round that way and talked to Louise?
I suppose so. It's a bit awkward though, I mean.
Mm.
I don't really know how to act.
So again, like Louise's tie's down.
Oh, she stunk. She really
did. She's been ruining a lot.
You know, when Grandma says it gets in the pores, it does.
Garlic, but not in like massive quantities. But people look at it like it's raw garlic.
I remember she did go through that phase. As Catherine told you when she met Mary, because she asked, didn't she?
Mary.
Yeah, I'll try there.
After Grandad's funeral, Mary and Leach came to the funeral, you see. She went up to Catherine and she was always sitting with Auntie Jenny and said, I don't know you, see.
Derek's one,
yeah. Well, Auntie Jenny said, I'm like sister. And Mrs. said, this is a friend of Anne's.
My adopted granny.
And Mrs. said, I know who you are. And it turned out, just because at one point, Derek and his church had been at Kirkby. And it turned out that Mary was a big friend of Mrs. Beats. You know, Christy, you know Mrs. Nephew Peter?
Vaguely.
Well,
he's got the horrible children.
No, they haven't. Well, his wife, Christy, is...
No, that's a schnell.
His wife is a big friend of Mary. And it turns out that one of Mary's daughters and one of Christy's, they're at the same college or something, they're big friends.
There you go.
Yeah.
Revolting.
Oh, it's alright.
Well, like the biscuit cookie chips.
I'm going off chips and sausage,
this,
not type of thing.
We don't have much of it, do we?
No, I understand I'm going off it a bit. It's a bit too fatty for me.
It's a bit too fatty for me, actually. Oh, I don't think we should rethink the deep fat fry.
I think we should have a healthier lifestyle.
Well, if you just actually enjoy it, then you want to stop it, do you? I don't know.
That looks revolting, like it's a mess.
Will you bring me another knife in so I can have an action?
Thanks.
Wash me one of those bone animals.
They bone?
Well,
plastic.
Plastic bones.
Did you have that when you were married?
Oh.
Quite sick. I do, that's why I had an apple.
Never had a lesson, you know.
Don't watch it, Matthew.
Oh, Monica.
Find the prophet bong and sat on Walden.
Oh, yes, that was.
Didn't see that one.
Well, it was. They had this son, this young lad came. Stephen Fry was playing the part of the...
Is that the hippie?
No.
Sorry.
He asks you something and then when he starts... So he was playing the father, you see, and he asks his son to come into the study and he said that you do realise, and Hugh Laurie is the son, and he's, you do realise that you were adopted, and he said, yes, he did, and he said, something about a penknife, wasn't it? And
this is a talisman of Ramthar and things
like this. So he went to all through this, you see, you're to go to Saffron Walden and then you're supposed to make friends and all this sort of. And he went through all this for about 5 minutes. And
the wise man of the prophet Kish.
So he goes out and the wife comes in and she goes, how did he take it? He goes, oh, all right, I think.
And I think it worked. We got rid of the light.
Oh, no, I think it worked. He said, let the light, I had a little sob go on.
Can
I
see an apple, please? Not to hold. Thank you, mate. I saw the bit where it's got like that bloke and it's said, I hear him because I had smoked pot once or something, or marijuana once. And I got, first time I tried it, I got busted or something.
Yes. There's been a large family on that trip for a week down in Ethiopia. You know that another family in Ethiopia, and they reckon it's going to kill even more than the one in 1984, don't they?
Civil War is finished, so once they get the distribution problems sorted out, maybe sort of.
We do know about all this in an EVS the other day, and apparently, from the pictures on the TV at the time, everyone thought it was the whole of Ethiopia that was starving, and it was only actually 25% of the population. Because some of the areas are quite prosperous and they've got good farming land.
Some McDonald's have got the cows on there.
No, that's the rainforest. And she put on all these pictures of like Ethiopia, like the prosperous part.
Yes, but the 25% that they showed was pretty horrific.
Yeah, it was, and that. But it was just saying it's not like that, and what they. You see, some people are trying to get the opinions of Ethiopia changed because like, everyone seems to pity them and really they should accept them and try and help them, but try and help them on like equal terms.
Well, I mean, there's a Sudan, another part of Africa, and certainly Bangladesh, where they've got horrendous problems which are equally as bad.
Do the Coronation Street, I love it.
Why you got the evening mapped out? What does Matt do?
Interesting, you see about Ratner being given the old.
Well, he hasn't, I mean, all he's going to just step aside.
Well,
say he's sick from the city to add respectability.
But you know, the media at the time, you know, there was a picture at the time of a baby who was starving and screaming. Mm. Well, they showed a wider picture of the actual picture, and apparently they'd take. The photographers had taken the baby away from its mother and placed it in the middle of the desert. And there's a picture of them with the baby and all these photographers photographing it.
Sounds a bit like a Damien actor.
Yeah, Nick Comer and Duncan. Oh,
I'm going to be slandered by a Comer and Duncan.
When you get a dozen prisoners sort of walk around this.
When was that Wednesday?
No, bottom, that's a particularly dirty word. Try and learn them.
Oh god, he's going to be quoting for Anne Lowe for the next 10 weeks like he did with Ben Alton.
Is that Grandad's
watch? Yeah. The other strap was too tight for me.
Too tight across the shoulders, wasn't it, Matthew?
Yeah. I'm allowed to strap some.
like
You know if that top gets too tight across your shoulders, can I have it?
You can get on for £12.
Can't be bothered to buy anything.
Can't you hear me?
I owe you £30. You said you didn't want it. At the time. Do you know what though? I need to get some of the money for the South Devon trip in. Soon.
I didn't say I didn't want it again.
I'm not, so I mean. So,
I
could always. February.
There.
Visiting nuclear power stations and
that's interesting.
And sewage works and things.
Carrying gobbies.
We did that once when I was
carrying gobbies.
Yeah. Did anyone fall in?
Well, it was when I went to this we were doing something with maths when I was at school and they were trying to find out where the local rates where the money was spent for the local rates and one of the projects was taken down the sewage.
And we're gonna go, but I've paid the deposit, so.
It could be a case of.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what. I went to the kitchen. You can go and cat me job with the kids.
But like, if you like, I can pay the £30, and then that'll make us equal. Thing. Yeah, oh, if you've made a big parcel of them, though.
Don't tell us if you don't want
it. No, not better in carbonara, do you?
No, that's
the
one I'll just dump it tomorrow.
No, I just put some more milk in
there. This costs me a fortune. How much is a pound?
Probably about £4.
£6 on a pound.
It's so surprising. I went into work and it was coming on then, but I didn't think anything of it because I hadn't had anything to eat all day and I was upset and I thought it was just that, but no, it was about 2 weeks before that I went down with it. What else needs to do? Has that one got a hole in it?
Is that going to be no good?
I have to be careful, it hasn't gone off.
Crack that one open.
What's this for? It smells horrible, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, it's water out. It needs parsley, you see, in it. I haven't got any. I couldn't get any fresh parsley, so I thought that might just give it a bit of colour. But I've got dried parsley, if you'd rather
you
use that.
Can you chop it up?
I thought I had done.
Okay.
Put dried parsley in there. Separate the whites and the yolks or anything.
Oil, blah, blah, blah. Beat the eggs with the cheese, doesn't say anything about it being separate. Oops. Well, it's because you'll be expecting it to be like cooling.
No cream in that,
isn't it?
It's very creamy, the cream one, isn't it?
Butter, no. So much have you had to buy of her? The cheese.
5 ounces. Makes me realise what what a sacrifice Brenda Rice was making.
Smells alright.
That's right.
telling the girls today, so you can see the. Is that to put the eggs in?
Well, I'm not sure I'm ready to finish it yet. I think.
Well, I'll put it in this one because if.
Well,
then
I'm just
I'll
trying to think because the cheese has got to go in there as
well.
Well,
no, just to make sure they haven't gone
well,
off.
Well, if that's gone off, then you just.
Well, it hasn't, but.
No,
if
well,
that
it
one's gone off.
Yeah, so you put. We've, that one's alright, so you put it in there.
Okay.
Then you do another one and put that in there. Heat the oil and fry the onion and garlic until soft but not browned. Add the butter and bacon and fry until crisp. Add the wine, rinse the bun and simmer until the wine's evaporated. Meanwhile. Cook the spaghetti in boiling salt water until it just
smells right, doesn't it?
Then drain the rice in hot water. Beat the eggs with the cheese and the parsley and season to taste with salt and pepper. Toss the spaghetti. So I could actually start and do the baking mixture, couldn't I?
Yeah.
A fair amount of parsley, isn't there?
Yeah, it's only a small piece, you know. Right, 2 tablespoons of oil to make sure we try and keep the hood clean. Gone droopy again?
No, I'm tired.
Oh. Right. So, 2 seconds.
Was it just the tray?
It's already through there waiting to be set because your dad was using the table.
Cadbury's cream eggs for?
Oh, I've got Matthew's, that's another £1.50 owes me. Give it to Mrs. for the, but don't tell the baby tie got him. Yeah.
Give to Mrs. for doing the.
Yeah, well, he said, can you get me 3 walnut whips for Mrs. and then I'll give you the money. Well, there's not any walnut whips, I'm saying, she's so bought some eggs. He suggested to get one.
Heat the oil and fry the onion and garlic until soft but not browned. Add butter, bacon and fry until crisp.
So I've got to fry the bacon until it's what?
Crisp. You've got to add the butter and the bacon and then fry until crisp.
Well, how am I going to get the bacon, how am I going to manage to get the bacon crisp without getting the onions brown?
Well, it says add, so presumably you just have it on low heat, doesn't it?
think you'll find the bacon will cook brown
Yeah.
more quickly than the onions are.
Flora.
That's about an ounce, isn't
Bloody
it?
powdery.
That's on. Ready for the spaghetti. You can start on it, you should, if you like, now.
Oh.
Awfully sweet of us, isn't it?
Do you know, I'm sure Dick's bacon isn't brown.
It's not.
It's a crisp, well,
It's not.
I'll have crispy this up then, I'll just cook it.
What makes what you remember about all these dishes is that they're originally peasant dishes, you know, and I mean they just be a sort of.
Pretty peasant said they hoped for the best.
Well, Dad being a peasant would know for
You
sure.
have sent off some money to the to help the aged, haven't you, Nigel?
Have you?
Yeah.
They sent this thing through, cost £12 in a third world country to have a cataract operation. And they sent this piece of plasticky thing and if you look through it, it's the same effect as somebody who's got a cataract.
Where is it?
Been sent off now.
Haven't you got the plastic thing?
Made of plastic's in the bin actually, yeah. No, well, I don't really want the piece of plastic back.
In which bin?
In the
In the living
dining room.
room. In the living room?
No, in the dining room.
Oh, can I have a go?
I haven't seen many of it.
Won't probably make any difference to you, you're so blind. Go on, Jan, out. Go on, do you want to go outside?
Sling her out of it.
There you go. Jenny? She's gone out. Out of the room free will.
Terrible. Oh, how awful. Just imagine just £12.
So you sent £12, have you? Presumably.
Yep. This room until he comes in.
We better not go to Charles again.
Well, even if he has. I don't think he will. I think he will have learnt his lesson from that there.
Big Amy's. Sweet.
Did it taste all right?
Yeah. Sometimes puts mushrooms in his as well, doesn't he?
Oh.
Not always.
Could have done. Shall I say a couple?
Well, he doesn't always put them
Well,
in.
no, go by the recipe the way he did, love, and then make sure that works, and then you know what to see it.
So much for creative cookery.
Actually, there's enough liquid in here to stop this being brown.
It's probably why you have to have the extra butter. Oh dear, my eyes. I'm so used to it.
So it needs a drop, you can always pour a drop in, can't you?
Brenda Ison said it needed something, but I can't remember what she said.
I'll phone up and ask if you like.
No, it's
okay. I know Vic has cream in here, so...
How do you know?
It says on the menu, that's why. It says potatoes.
I'll go upstairs then.
Have you tidied your room for a bit?
Sort of.